Okay, today's daf is Samach Vav. We're going to start, we'll go back to the Mishnah on Samach Hamavet that we did yesterday, the Mishnah at the bottom. Okay, we were up to the Mishnah that we said about when people say things on their deathbed or when they're on their way out, or we've always talked about how on your deathbed we judge things differently. Today we're going to get into more issues relating to that. We're starting in the Mishnah about the Yotze Bakolar, the guy who's about to get killed by the Romans. If you just say the words, write and get to my wife, the question is, did you mean write and give it to her? Or did you mean write it and maybe I'll decide later to give it to her? In this case, where there's obviously no later. Exactly. So therefore, we're going to assume, the people who he said, write and get to my wife, what he meant is write and give a, deliver a get to my wife. Chazru lomar, but later on in time, they decided that not only this kind of case, but afa mifaresh v'ayotze b'shayara, even someone who's going abroad or going out on a trip in a caravan ride, Rabbi Shimon Chazuri omer afa mesukan, even someone who's with a dangerous sickness, supposed to write a get to the wife.
Do they have to make sure that she gets it before the execution?
So I was actually thinking about that. Because right. The assumption is she's going to have to get it before the execution, because if she doesn't get it before the execution, then she's not going
to
be...
It doesn't matter.
Right.
But it seems to me
exactly.
The timing is awfully tight.
Well, it depends what it means, Hayotze Bakolar. It doesn't necessarily mean they killed him that day. It could be he was in a prison ready to be executed. Right. So these things could take some time. Right. Obviously, you would have to make sure that that was the case, because otherwise it wouldn't be a good get. Because ain't get la hermita, we already learned that.
That's what I thought.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Yes.
Gneva yotze b'kol arhava. Now we hear about it. I told you we were going to get back to this guy, Gneva, who is this controversial, right, knowledgeable rabbi. You're going to see here that they're assuming he was very knowledgeable, and that's why they're thinking that maybe by what he was doing, what he was really meaning with blah, blah, blah. Okay? He was a very knowledgeable guy. We're at the very bottom of Samach Hamavet. So he was going to be killed by the Romans. Hava ki b'kol arhava. Ki hava kanafik, when he was going out to get killed, Amar havu arba meazuze the Rabbi Avina mechamra dinaharpanya. Give Rabbi Avina from the wine of Naharpanya. Okay, which means I assume I'll get to that in a second. I'm just wondering about this Nahar Panya. I assume the wine is from Nahar Panya, or Rabbi Avina is from Nahar Panya.
No, it's just the wine.
The wine. Okay, that's what I figured. So give him 400 zuz worth mechamra from, what he means is my wine, that's in Nahar Panya. Amar Rabbi Zera, Dara Rabbi Avina Lesilte, Va'aza Legabe de Rabhuna Rabbe. Okay, Rabbi Avina goes, right, Dara Lesilta is, I forget, he carries his sal on his shoulder, okay, like taking some food with him, and he goes on a trek to go to Rav Huna, his rabbi, okay, De'ama Rav Huna, okay, why does he go to Rav Huna? He thinks that Rav Huna, and the whole question here is, there's no zechia, right, he said, I want to give you this, but he actually didn't affect any sort of kinyan, so the inheritors are going to say, what are you talking about? It was just dumb words he was saying. He didn't really mean it. Okay, so he goes to Rav Huna. Why does he go to Rav Huna? First of all, it does say it was his rabbi, but also it says, Da'amar Rav Huna, Gito kimatanato. Kimatanato. Mamatanato imamad choser, af gito imamad choser. Okay, well, we'll continue the sentence. We're not up to the important part yet, but they say, Rav Huna said that a get is like a matana. Okay, we rule them in the same way. Just like, so now we're going to see a few details. Just like if he says, give a get to my wife because he's about to die, and then all of a sudden he gets better, the get's not a good get. Likewise, the matana is not a good matana. Okay, sorry, it's really the opposite. It's just like the matana, in other words, we know this to be a fact about a matana. Let's say a guy gives away all his money while he's on his deathbed, and then he gets better. What? All the money's not his anymore? No, of course. We let the money go back. So likewise, we're going to say the same thing about a get, which you might not have thought, right? Because a get is a little different. If she's already divorced, like you can undo a divorce, but apparently you can, according to Rav Huna. What else? So that you can learn from Matana to Get. Now we're going to learn the flip from Get to Matana. Uma gito af agav delo parish. Just like Get in our Mishnah, right? He takes our Mishnah, he says, just like by Get, you didn't explain that you wanted to give the Get, you just said write the Get, and yet we assume that you meant to give the Get. Kevanda amar kitvu af agav delo amar tnu, right? Just because he said kitvu, even though he didn't say tnu, it works. Af matanato kevanda amar tnu af agav delo kanu mine. Okay, here there's no two stages in the matana, like with the get, there's two stages. Write it and give it. So if he just said write, we assume he means give. So here we're going to say, if he says give in the matana, give is like saying write. Because give without a kinyan is not anything. So basically, what are we going to say? If he says give, it's like he meant give into a kinyan. Okay, it was like he was machna. So that's why he goes to Rav Huna. Matkifla Rav Abba. So Rabbi Abba says against this though, if you're going to compare them, ima matana yeshna la harmita, afget yeshna la harmita. If you're going to start comparing them, well then say also, since you have a matana, you can give a matana after someone's death. You can say, right? They can say, after I die, I want you to give a matana to so-and-so, right? But you can't do that with get, right? So he says, if you're going to say that, well, then you can say, we're going to learn across the board. We can learn one from the other. So we should say there's get after mita. Give my wife a get after I'm dead, right? You obviously can't do that. So what does he say? Hachi hashta, you're going to compare those things? Bishlama matana ita lachar mita. Ela get lachar mita mi'ika. It only works for matana because there is such a concept of get lachar mita. But with get, there's absolutely no concept of get lachar mita. There's no such thing. So you can't say we'll learn from one to the other something that doesn't apply ever after get. So therefore, it doesn't work. So therefore, he says it's not a good comparison. So then they say, Ala Rabbi Acha, hachi kakashile. That couldn't have been Rabbi Abba's question. So this must have been his question. What's the issue here? Matnat shchiv merab miktzati. Okay, now, until now, what have we learned? That if somebody gives a matana to while he's on his deathbed, it's as if, right, if he says tnu, it's as if he did a kinyan, and it's a good... Now we're going to learn that there's a difference between different matanot shchiv mera. If a guy's lying on his deathbed and he decides what his will is going to be, right, he's going to divvy up all his property, that case we're going to say that's a matanot shchiv mera. Okay, that's the case where we're going to say whatever he says goes even without a kinyan. Because clearly, what's he doing? He's on his deathbed and he wants to make sure all of his money is sorted where he wants them to go. So this case, though, is a matnat shchiv mera b'miktzati. What does it mean, b'miktzat? It means he's not divvying up all his money. He just made a comment about some amount of his money. And it's not so clear if you know, the halacha is, here, we're going to read it now, matnat shchiv mera b'miktzat, by a kinyan. Okay? So now we're going to learn that when we've talked about a matnat shchiv mera, we're only talking about when he gives all of his property away. But if he's just talking about something, well, then he's kind of like a regular person giving away something. And if he wants to give something away, unless he does a kinyan, it's not effective. So now we're going to say, so that's Rabbi Abba's question on Rav Huna. So now what's going to be the question on Rav Huna? So really, Michlal de Rav Huna sever lo by a kinyan? Do we really think that that's what Rav Huna is arguing about? And he thinks a matnat shchiv mera, even b'miktzat, doesn't need a kinyan. V'ha'kaimalan to buy a kinyan. We learned that it does need a kinyan. So therefore, what we're saying is, everybody agrees that it needs a kinyan. So Rabbi Abba's question on Rav Huna is actually a really good question, and what could Rav Huna possibly be thinking? And first we said, his question is such a bad question, and then we said, well, we must have misunderstood the question. It can't be he was asking about get lach or mita in that comparison, because there's no such thing. But then we say, no, his question must have been about this, and it's such a good question that how do we even explain Rav Huna? What was Rav Huna even thinking? You have a lot of, right? First we thought, what was Rabbi Abba even thinking? Now what was Rav Huna thinking? So, Ela Rabbi Abba hacha kakashile. This was really his koshi. Did I skip something? Sorry, I skipped. V'ha kamalan tabai kinyan. Okay. Shani hacha dimitzave machmat mitahu. What does this mean? Yes, we say that a manat shchiv mera b'miktzat, okay, doesn't work. You need a kinyan. Okay, if he's lying, he's sick, he might die soon, and he says, give this gift to so-and-so, if he doesn't do a kinyan, that doesn't count. Only if he's giving out all of his money, right, and then it's clear that he's trying to deal with giving all his money. If he wasn't clear and he didn't do a kinyan, right, we forgive him for that, and it's counted. But this case, where he's yotzei b'kolar, it's clear that he's mitzaveh machmat mita. it's clear that he has this debt to this guy or whatever it is, and he wants to give him this money, and because he's about to die, that's why he's saying it. Now, just because someone's on their sickbed and gives a gift to someone doesn't necessarily mean that they're giving it to them because they're dying, in which case we judge it as if it's just a gift. But in this case, it was clear that he was saying he's on his way, right? And they said, while he was on his way, he said, make sure to give this money to this guy. Clearly, he was doing it because of Mita. And that's why Rav Huna thinks it doesn't need a kinyan. And then we're going to say, right, so Shani Hacha de Mitzavim Achmat Mitahu. And then we can say, from here you can infer that Rabbi Abba disagreed with him. You can infer Michla. From here we can infer de Rabbi Abba Savar Mitzavim Achmat Mita by a kinyan. He thinks that's what the machloket is between Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna. Everyone agrees that a matan abba mikta needs a kinyan. But the machloket is, if it's clear that you're doing it because you know you're about to die, do we mochel you for the fact that you didn't do the kinyan and we're going to do it as if you did a kinyan? That's Rav Huna. Rabbi Abba says, no, you still need a kinyan. So is that what we're going to infer? V'ha kaimalan. But how could we say that that's the machloket? V'ha kaimalan delo by a kinyan. But what do you mean? We all know that if you're mitzvah machmat mita, you don't need a kinyan. So therefore, you can't say that's the machloket between them, okay? So they're saying, it sounds like if you're saying that that was Rav Huna's issue, Rabbi Abba disagrees, and Rabbi Abba thinks that you don't need a kinyan, but that's not true. Everybody agrees that if it's clear you're mitzvah machmat mita, then you clearly don't need a kinyan. So, what's the issue? Now we're going to go back to when I introduced the case, I said, note the words mechamra, from the wine. Ella Rabbi Abba hacha kakashile. This is what he was struggling with. Chamra lo ka'amar, demei chamra lo ka'amar, mei chamra ka'amar. What does he say? Look at the lashon. He doesn't say give him wine or give him the value of the wine, okay, the amount of wine, like this amount of value of the wine. He said from wine, okay? So now, the issue here is, one second, it's, right, it doesn't really mean anything. It says, give him 400 zuz from wine, okay? Which means,
from the wine.
So it's like that's or from the wine, right. From the wine. But you don't make, in other words, 400 zuz from the wine. It sounds like, take 400 zuz out of the wine. Like, what does that mean, from the wine? Okay, and therefore he says his wording was a strange wording. In other words, maybe Rabbi Abba is saying maybe he wanted to make it look like he was returning this money to the guy, but he really didn't have intent to return the money to the guy. First of all, you have to remember he was a controversial character, so it could be they were also a little bit suspect about maybe he was playing games here. I'm not sure, but that's what he says.
To what benefit?
Well, first of all, maybe he just wants to make it look like, you know, there's all sorts of reasons. It comes up in the Gemara and other cases where people want to say, I owe someone money because they want to make it look like they don't have money, mm-hmm. or they want to make the other person look like they have, you know, like they, people say things for all sorts of strange reasons. You know, someone walking to their death, you never really know what their motivation is, right? What could be going through their head.
You can't hold them to a standard of precise language at that point. It seems to me it's a stressful
situation. Yes. So that's also the issue, right?
They're niggling over such a tiny little. It could have been mishearing at that level. It's not.
Right.
I mean, they're very small differences.
Right. Right. So now the other option is going to be right, and then it could be even maybe he really did mean it, but what he's saying is that's not what he said, and we can only go by what he said. He said mechamra. That doesn't make any sense. What does it mean? 400 zuz from wine. It doesn't make any sense. So he says he darshens the lashon and says that doesn't make any sense. V'idach. Why did he say mechamra? What does that mean? It means that he wanted to make Rabbi Avina have a lot of strength. He thought, Dafka, the opposite of what Rabbi Abba says. He thought that if he said from wine, then they won't give him any trouble. Like the Yorshim won't start saying which wine, and he said the specific wine, and now the wine's gone, and you know, oh, that wine isn't here anymore. So he tried to make it more general so that. Okay, and then there's all sorts of halachot that everyone tries to darshan exactly what does this mean and what did he mean and what was he trying to infer, but that he was using his halachic knowledge to give Rabbi Avina a very strong claim on the wine so that his Yorshim couldn't somehow get around it. And then there's a few different interpretations of where this goes, and from there they get to halacha lamaseh of what kind of strength somebody has if somebody were to use this lashon. And Dafka saying that saying from gives him much more strength. Shalchumitam, they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, mechamra kedeliapot et kocho, that's how we actually paskin, and therefore it gives him more strength, And more, right? The whole issue is going to be, or at least according to one of the interpretations, that if the wine, if he says from the wine, and then something happens to the wine, so because he says from the wine, even if something happens to the wine, they still have to provide them him with 400 zuz of other wine. Okay? Because he made it more general instead of this wine or something along those lines. Okay. New Mishnah. Mishaya mushlach lebor. Okay? If you thought that was interesting, we're going to get into more interesting. Someone who was thrown into a pit. Okay? He's in the bottom of a pit. And va'amar, kol hashomea et kolo yichtov get lishto. And you hear this voice coming out and says, anybody who hears me, please write a get to my wife. Okay, he thinks he's going to die in this pit. And he says, please write a get to my wife. So basically what happens, guys walk by the pit. They hear this voice coming out of a pit. Okay, that's not the strange part yet. They hear the voice coming out of the pit and they say, that says, please write a get to my wife. So, hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. Okay, now, what's the problem here?
How do they know who she is?
Okay? So, look at the Mishnah, or who she is. So, what does it say here? Upeiresh shmo v'shem yiro. Okay, he gave you the basic details that you're going to need to know. It's not like he just said, write again to my wife, but he obviously gives his name and what city he's from, and, you know, they go to the city, they find who's the wife of so-and-so, and they divorce her. V'lichu shema shedhu. Here's the interesting part. Why don't you worry that maybe it's a shade, okay? Maybe it's some sort of spirit in the pit that's calling out to you, okay? By the way, this reminds us of the sugya way, way back in Brachot, that where it's people hearing voices, okay? And there were two, we had two different interpretations of whether there's actually shading and they exist.
Which they seem to believe.
Okay, which they seem to believe. Or one whole reading of the whole thing, and I'll remind you of the line that said it, that made it all the more so. The line said, if you see the shading, okay, or if you hear them, then they will bother you. And if you don't, then they won't. Okay, and that there's this, it's psychological. We all know that there's people who hear voices, right? They think they're hearing things. They think they're hearing people talking to them, right? So they could be walking by a pit and imagining that somebody's saying something. So shading could be an actuality, or this sugi definitely seems to view the shade as something more substantial than I'm suggesting, but the rationalist in me has an easier time understanding that it's a psychological thing. Right, they do have medications for that, right? I don't know what they had in those days. I'm sure they had stuff too. So, why don't we worry that maybe it's a shade? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, kishara ulo dmut adam. Okay? It's when he actually saw an image of a person inside. So therefore we know it's not just, right, voices. Okay? So first of all, we're right. What did you say? Yes. Why is he helping the guy get out of the pit? I assume that it's too deep, you know, like it's helpless. But yeah, that's definitely a good question. Okay, so now, in hunami, idamu ye idmu. Again, you could read this in two different ways, right? The shade also could have an appearance, right? A mazik, right? Whatever you would call it, might have an appearance of something, might look like a person. He might dress up as a person. We've seen this before, actually. Except that we saw that shadim don't eat, but they do, they could look like a person. Now, again, if you talk about people hearing voices, people have hallucinations. You could also see it in that sense. So what do they say? Dechazule bivua. He sees not only a person, but he sees his shadow. And the assumption is that shadim don't have shadows. So what do they say, right? Think about this as a hallucination, right? If you're hallucinating, you might see something, but you won't see a shadow, right? You'll see something, but you're not going to imagine it exactly how it would appear, or maybe you would. So now the Gemara is going to say, Inunami ile bevua. No, this shadim also could have shadows. So what do they say? This is another hard line to understand. Dechazule bevua de bevua. It's a shadow of a shadow. Okay? The Koran actually has a more in-depth explanation of some of the mafreshim of how they explain what this shadow of a shadow is. Okay? They say, here, I'll just read this. Someone explained that the word shadow refers to a shadow that's the same size as the person. Okay? However, Rashi and Avodah Zarah says a long shadow is not as clear, and a longer shadow is referred to as a shadow of a shadow. So it could be a longer shadow rather than a shorter shadow. Others explain that when the light's not strong, Then there's not only a primary shadow, but a secondary, less vivid shadow called the shadow of a shadow. And then why wouldn't you have it by a shade? Because a shade might have an appearance, but it doesn't have substance. And then the assumption is the substance wouldn't be able to cast a double shadow. Okay. I threw out some interpretations. It's obviously somewhat difficult to understand. Okay. So then they say, Bedilmat Sarahi, maybe it's the second wife. Okay. Forget about a demon, right? Maybe it's the second wife who's in a pit and wants to get at her, right? She's about to die, I guess. And she says, what's my last thing I could do? I can be mean to the first wife and I can shout out, please give a get to so-and-so. This is my name. This is my this. Okay. And mess her up. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so now they say, Rabbi Yishmael taught that in a time of sakana, we allow them to give the get, even if we're not sure who it is. Okay? One second. Right. In other words, what's the issue of the time of sakana here? What are we concerned with? We're concerned that this guy's going to die. There's going to be no proof of his death. And then the woman's going to be an aguna. So even if maybe there's a small chance that it's the tzara, we're not going to worry about that. And we're going to allow us to write. We're going to allow us to write the get. Okay. New Mishnah. Habarisha amar kitvu get liishti. Ratzal sachepa. If someone's healthy and just says randomly, write a get to my wife, he's just, okay, playing with her. What this obviously means is torturing her, right? We saw this before, this litziura kamachavim, that maybe he's trying to mess her around, okay? He's trying to say, oh, I'm going to write you a, I'm going to divorce you. You can imagine someone might say that out of anger to his wife, I'm going to divorce you. So instead of saying, I'm going to divorce you, he makes it even more, right? This is when we make these idle threats, right? I'm going to, right? He goes and he tells someone, go write a get to show her that she's serious, that he's serious about it, okay? Not just is he telling her, I'm going to divorce you, but he tells someone to write the get. But obviously, what do we assume here? If he told someone to write the get, he didn't really mean it, and they obviously cannot go and give her the get, because he didn't say the words, chenu. Okay, he didn't say give it to her. Maaseh b'bariyachad. Now we're going to have a maaseh. There was a guy who was healthy. Sha'amar kitvu get liishti. Okay, he says these words, which what did we just say? They don't mean anything. He goes up onto the roof, he falls off the roof, and he dies. Amar Rashbag, and very logically, he might have been healthy, but right, what does this mean? He maybe wasn't healthy mentally, right? So, he obviously went up to the roof to commit suicide. The last thing he said before he went up to the roof to commit suicide was write a get to my wife. Okay, so, but then you have the same question here. About how can we affect a get after he's already dead?
Because it was effective.
No, she has to get it.
No, but she has to get the get. Right? Mm-hmm. That's weird. Unless he gave her the get. In other words, there was a case. I didn't think about it when I was preparing it. There's an issue here, right? Yeah. He must have given it to her, and then the question is what he gave her valid or not? As I think we'd have to say that, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense.
It says here that if he intended to commit suicide and he said give the write the get, he also intended to deliver the get.
Yeah, but it has to be before he dies.
Here, of course, this get, like old get, must have been written and
delivered. No, it says it had to have been before.
Yeah.
Right.
Before.
Okay. Right. It would have to be. So it would have to be that he says, go write a get to my wife and give it. They did. Next thing he does, he goes up on the roof and he throws himself down,
Which counters the
hysteria. No, so the whole question is, right, so why would they have done it is we don't know why. But the whole question is, in these cases, it's like the manat shchiv meira. If you gave the gift, could the Yorshim say, what are you talking about? This wasn't a good gift. There was no kinyan. We want the money back. And could they go to a court of law and claim that it wasn't good? So same thing here. They might have written the get thinking that that was his intent. They didn't know he was going to commit suicide. Or first of all, maybe they did know he was going to commit suicide. Maybe he told them. Or maybe they didn't. But they just assumed he said kitvu. So they wrote it. And they didn't know why. But then the question is, does the Beit Din come along and say, this is wrong. She's not divorced. This didn't mean anything, what he said. You made a mistake in giving her the get, in which case she's not really divorced.
How does Ratzal HaSachet fit in? If it starts off with the premise that he didn't really mean it.
So how did they give it, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's the question. In other words, they obviously didn't know the halacha, or they didn't know that he was just playing with them. The question is, when the halacha comes in, you know, the Beit Din comes and says, what happened here? Why did they give her this get? This get's not a good get. Okay? Or somebody tries to claim.
The word still stands, because you could have read the Mishnah without those words. Meaning
without which words?
Without the Beit Din, right?
No, because they're telling us why, they have to explain to us why Kitvuget Lishti is not valid. It's
why?
Not valid.
It wouldn't be valid even if he didn't want to Masechet Bah, because he didn't say Tznu. It still holds the point.
So if he doesn't say Tznu, the assumption is, that's what they're telling us.
Right.
The assumption is he was just Rasa Masechet Bah, because otherwise he would have said the words Tznu. Now it could be he really did want to give it and just didn't say it. But it doesn't matter, because since he didn't say it, we have to only go by what he said, if he's not there to, you know, to verify. Like in this case, where the guy's dead already. So Amar Shbagim, that's one of Fala Reza Get, and Ruch Tachato, Eino Get. So now the Gemara is immediately going to jump and say, Maaseh Listor? This seems to say, a Bari could write a Get, and it would be a Get, good Get, right? We just said it's not going to be a good Get. So how could you say now that there was this case where the guy did it, and we counted it as a good Get, that he meant Kidru V'tnu? So they say, Historia machasra v'hachi katani. There's words missing here. This is how it should read. Imochiach sofo al tchilato hare ze get. Okay? If the end shows what he intended, in other words, yes, he might be bari now, but from the fact that he jumped off the roof, it's clear that he was almost like a shchiv meira, basically. He was about to die. So then we can count it as a get. So in other words, the halach is the kitvu get doesn't count. But if there was an exception where the sofo is mochiach al tchilato, then it would be again. Uma senami, and not only that, but there was an actual case. Bibari shamar kitvu get lishti v'alado rosh agag v'nafal v'meib amar rishpag im atzmo nafal hareiz aget im aruch tachato eino get. Now go prove how he died. That's another good question, right? Obviously, he didn't leave a letter in this case. Okay. Yes. What?
It was the
shad,
the question.
Right. There was a demon, right? It relates to the last thing. Hahu gavra da'al lebeit knista. He went into a beit knesset. Okay, this is a totally different case. He goes into a shul. Eshkach mikre yinuka ubire diyatve diyatve. He sees a teacher. That's a mikre yinuke. He's learned, teaches mikra to children. Yinuke is children. Ubire, and the guy's son. That they were sitting there. Viyatev inish achrina gabayu. And a third guy is sitting with them. So you have two guys plus this third guy. Amar lehu. He says to the three people. Can two of you write a get to my wife? Lisof shchiv mikre yinuka. Then the guy, the teacher, dies. Mi meshavu inish brash licha bimkom aba olo. Now, what's the question here? He asked. He said, "Can two of you do this?" Now, who was he referring to? Was he referring to any of the three of them? Any group of two? Because what's the problem? He wants them to write and sign the get. Now, the father and the son can't write, and they can write the get, but they can't sign it together because you can't have krovim, relatives, signing on a get. So when he said, can two of you do it, did he mean the mikre yinuka and the other guy, the third guy, since the son can't sign in the place of his father? Or did he mean any combination of the three of you that works, right? So therefore, if the mikre yinuka is no longer here, then the son can do it. Or do we think that he didn't even mean the son? Because can a person make someone a shalech when their father's there? In other words, and obviously, since they can't work together, so he obviously only meant the father. So Rav Nachman amar, lo mashvu inish bra shlicha bimkom aba. V'Rav Papi amar, mashvu inish bra shlicha bimkom aba. Okay? Rav Nachman says he wouldn't make the son a shalech in front of his father, and therefore it's not, nobody can write the get in this case. And Rav Papa says, no, you could do it, and therefore it would work. I'm a rabbi hilchata, mishavi inish brat, shlicha b'mkom abba. Okay, he says the halacha is you could actually do this. Okay, now we're going to get into cases we've seen before, some of them, about if you ask a group of people to write a get, right, what did you mean? So again, we're going to see what if you said, give the get, write all different lishonot, and also to how many people. Amar lishnayim, tnu get liishti. O lishlosha, kidvu get utnu liishti. If he writes, if he says to two people, give a get to my wife, even if he didn't say kitvu, okay, obviously the assumption is write it and give it, okay? Or he says to three people, write a get and give it to my wife. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. Okay, so those people should give, write the get and give it. Now, what does it mean? It's telling you specifically that he obviously wanted these people to be the shlichim and not other people. Amar l'shlosha, tnu get li'ishti. But if he says to three people, give a get to my wife, hare elu yomru la'acherim v'yichtavu, mipnei sha'asa'am beitin, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, if he just says, give the get to my wife, and he says it in front of three people, since three people is a beitin, what's the assumption? He wasn't making them a shaliach. If he makes them a shaliach, then they have to do the shlichut. They can't give it off to somebody else. But if he makes them a beitin, since he did it in front of three, and he says, give the get to my wife, his intent was that, and because he doesn't say kitvu, because the assumption is the beitin doesn't write the get, okay, a person writes a get, and then the beitin can affect the get. So then if he said it in front of a beitin, then they can ask other people if they want. They can appoint, because they have like rights as a beitin to appoint other people to do it. V'zo halacha he'ela Rabbi Chanina ish ono mi beit ha'asurim. Okay, now, this halacha Rabbi Chanina from Ono got this halacha out of, okay, it doesn't tell you this, but out of Rabbi Akiva from jail. Rabbi Akiva was imprisoned by the Romans, and he basically went to the jail to find out the halacha, and he learned from Rabbi Akiva, the mikubal ani ba'omer l'shloshat nuget l'ishti sheyomru la'acherim v'yichtevu mipnei sha'asa'am beitin. Okay, he says, I got this as a masorah from Rabbi Akiva. Now remember, Rabbi Meir was a student of Rabbi Akiva. So the fact that Rabbi Meir brings this is obviously bringing the name of Rabbi Akiva, that they learned it from him when he was in jail. Rabbi Chanina Ish Ono brought us this tradition from him. That if you say tnu, then he made them a beitin. Now what's the difference between kidvu v'tnu versus tnu? What did we say? Kidvu v'tnu, even if he said it in front of three, those people have to write the get and give the get. They can't make anyone else a shaliach. So there's a machloket emorah, and we saw this actually somewhere earlier in the Masechet. Whether the issue is it's bizayom for the husband, in other words, why did these specific shlichim have to do it? One opinion is it's an embarrassment to the husband, and he doesn't want people to know about it. So he doesn't want other people to write it because he doesn't want word to get out. Now, what's the bizayom? So there's two options. One is he doesn't want it to be known. What's the issue? He's supposed to write the get himself. He doesn't want it to be known that he can't write. Okay, this, by the way, this whole concept, I was thinking about it, it's a very Jewish concept, right? It's this concept of, it comes up with Hakol Olin L'Minyan Shiva, even women, but then Mipnei Kvod HaTzibur, they would look, right, in those days, people who leaned also read the Torah, and it would look like they can't read, or there's a bunch of things about women not doing Berkat HaMazon, you know, because it'll look like you can't say the words. So there's this concept of, you know, embarrassment of people that are not literate, can't write, can't read. It's just an interesting, right, phenomenon that you might not see in all cultures, that it's an embarrassment that somebody couldn't read. It makes sense in our culture that that would be the case because that's, you know, one of the things that typifies us. But it's interesting that this comes up in many sugyot about this embarrassment of not being able to read or write. That's one option, okay? One goes with that track. The other is to say that he doesn't want it to be known that he's divorcing his wife until it actually happens. So this is the earlier stage where we're still writing the get. And therefore, he doesn't want it to be known. You can, right, many of us are familiar with this, right? People like to be quiet about things, right? Eventually, people will know. But at this point, you know, we'd rather not anybody know. So those two options about Bizayon Debal. Now, the other option is that when you appoint a shaliach, we have a concept in halacha that a shaliach osa shaliach. Okay, that shaliach basically functions like you. So he can affect shlichut to someone else. If you give someone a job to do and they want to appoint a different shaliach, they can do it. So it should work here. But what's the difference here? There's a concept, milei lo mimsurin l'shaliach. Milei is words. This is just words. He's not saying, go deliver my 100 shekels that I borrowed to this guy. So instead of him delivering it, he passes the actual money to somebody else. Here, this is words. Words are not as strong to be able to pass to somebody else. We've seen this many times in halacha, that words are different. Like, for example, Edim Zomimim, right? They get Malka. Why do they get Malka? Like a basic case of Edim Zomimim, where it doesn't fall into any other category where you get Kasher as a mom, whatever you did, but you get Malka. Why do you get Malka? Because there's a Lav She'en Bo Maaseh. There's no, you spoke. You didn't actually do something physical. So there's a difference to, even though we talk all the time about how words are very harmful and words carry a lot of weight, but yet they're in a bit of a different category because they're just words. So words you can't pass on, your shaliach can't pass on to somebody else. Rabbi Akiva Eger explains that it's a weaker shlichut. When you have a weaker shlichut, you don't have enough power as a shaliach to be able to affect a new shlichut. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. Okay, so that's the difference between kidvu get utnu, because those issues relate to the writing of the get. Once, okay, so let's say the bizayon de baal is he's embarrassed, right? It's either an early stage and he's not ready yet to tell everybody, or he's embarrassed because he can't write it himself. But it wouldn't be relevant once the get was already written and he's just saying tnu, because then it's just, it's about to happen, okay? Or it's already written, so it's not the embarrassment. If it's melee, so here he actually has something in hand to pass to them. Give this get to my wife, so then the shaliach can just pass the get off to someone else and have them deliver it. So both of those issues don't only apply in the kitvu v'tnu and not in the tnu. So therefore, the kitvu v'tnu, it's clear that those people have to do it. Even if you did it in front of three, we don't assume you're affecting a beit din. The machloket we're going to see, even though we haven't yet seen it's a machloket, is the case where he says to three just to give the get. He hands off the get. Can they give it to somebody else? And Rabbi Meir says they can because they're viewed as a beit din. And that's halacha that was passed down to me from Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yossi, nominu l'shaliach, we say to the shaliach, af anu mekubalim sh'afilu amar l'beit din hagadol shebi Yerushalayim tnu get li'ishti, sh'yilmedu v'yichtevu v'yitnu. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't even care if they went to the Supreme Court, right? The Sanhedrin HaGdola in Yerushalayim. They could go there and say, give a get to my wife, and those great rabbis that are sitting in the Sanhedrin HaGadol, they have to write the get themselves. If they don't know how to, they have to learn how to write, interestingly enough, right? We're going to see what Dayanim didn't know how to write. They have to learn how to write the get, and then they have to give it themselves. Okay, now, the Mefreshim explained that Rabbi Yossi was also a student of Rabbi Akiva, and the assumption here is that there's a machloket about what Rabbi Akiva, it's not that he disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, because they say, how could Rabbi Yossi disagree with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, I have a masoret. Okay, so what do they say? They say it must be there was a difference of opinion, especially, right, I imagine they're taking his words from, you know, he's sitting in jail, somebody goes, delivers the message, right, and maybe there was some broken telephone along the way. So that's their machloket about really is what does Rabbi Akiva hold? Amar la asara, kitvu vitznu get lishti. If he says, this is the case we've seen before, if he says to 10 people, write and give a get to my wife, echad kotev, only one obviously writes it, ushnaim chotmim, only two of them need to sign, because what's the assumption? The assumption is he's saying, you know, of you 10 can, you know, some of you take care of this, and you only need really two or three people. Kulchem, but if he says, kulchem ktovu, all of you I want to write, so he means, I want all of you to write. Now, all of you to write doesn't really mean all of you to write, because they can't all write what? Everyone's going to write a word? That doesn't make any sense. So what does it mean? Echad kotev bekulam chotmim. Okay? One writes, and they all have to sign, though. They all have to be signed on it. We had a whole machloket, if you remember. Are they all signing mishum edim, and therefore, if edut shebatila mitzata batila kula, right? And then if, let's say, there's psul, two of them are pasula edut. Right? Or do we view it as the first two function as witnesses, and the last eight just function as kiyum tnai? They're just fulfilling the condition, and therefore it doesn't have the halachic requirements of edut. Lefichach, in meit echad mehem, harei ze get batel. But everyone would agree, no matter how I explain that last machloket about whether it's two function as edim and eight is kiyum tnai, or all ten is witnesses, it doesn't make a difference. If one of them dies, harei ze get batel. The get doesn't happen because the shlichut didn't happen the way he wanted it to. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyar bar Abba, shalchulei mibei Rav l'Shmuel. From the house of Rav, they asked Shmuel a question. Now, this seemingly seems strange because Rav, in the house of Rav, they had Rav. Why were they asking Shmuel, right? First of all, these were like the two biggest yeshivas. Rav had a little bit of a higher status than Shmuel in general, although we paskin like each of them in certain areas. We paskin like Shmuel in Dine Mamonot and Rav in Isurim. But anyway, they asked from the house of Rav to Shmuel. The Mefreshim explained it must be that it was after Rav's death. And that's why they didn't have Rav anymore. They had his replacement. It wasn't, and the truth is they say, Igerit of Shrira Gaon, there's actually a whole interesting description of the Batei Midrash, etc., and the Shoshelet, the dynasties. So
they say that once there was only really one big yeshiva when Rav died, and Shmuel was kind of in charge of everything at that point. So that would make sense that this was from that time, and this happens in a few other cases where it says the same terminology, that from the house of Rav they sent to Shmuel. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, please teach us. What's the case? Amar l'shnayim kidvu tnu get lishti. From Rula Sofer v'katav v'chatmu hein mahu. If he says to two people, write and give the get to my wife, and they told the Sofer to write the get, they didn't write it themselves. Now, what did we say until now? They have to write it themselves. But they signed. So mahu. So there's a machloket Rashi tells us what the sefek is here. Okay, is the sefek that is the ikuv only in the chatimot and not in the ketiva? That's the way I just read it. Or is it, he wants to know, is it either the ketiva or the chatima? In other words, which is the issue? Okay, two ways of reading. So what did Shalach Lehu, he sends back to them, Teitzei v'hadavar tzarif tamud. Okay, she gets divorced misafek, okay, because I'm not sure what the story is. V'hadavar tzarif tamud, but we need to look into this better. So they say, Maya davar tzarif tamud, what's confusing him? Is that our issue? That it was just words. He said, go write the get, and we want to know, can we pass on words to a shaliach or not? Can a shaliach affect a shlichut for someone else based on words? Now, if you say that's the case, that doesn't make sense. Because ha'amar Shmuel, amar Rabbi, halacha ke Rabbi Yossi, da'amar mile lo mimsuran l'shaliach. We know the Shmuel paskins that you can't pass on. So that can't be his concern. Ela l'shmuel, Hakam Abayle, this is what he wanted to know. Haik tuvu, iktav yadan, iktav haget. When you say write the get, do you mean write it or do you mean sign it? Okay, what do you mean? This, we had this whole discussion earlier. Is katav chatam, right? Do you need the ktiva lishma or the chatima lishma? So it's the same thing here. So they say, v'tif shalemi matnitin. Let's learn it from our Mishnah. Amar lishnayim tnu get lishti, ol lishlosha kitvu get, utnu lishti, hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. He gufa, okay, so therefore what do you see? That writing it, they have to actually write it themselves. So what do they say? He gufa kamibayale. No, that's exactly what his question is. When it says k'tuvu, okay, and it's talking in our Mishnah, when it said yichtuvu, we explained it as they have to actually write the get. So now they're saying, no, maybe the question in our Mishnah, right, the issue in our Mishnah is they have to maybe sign the get. Maybe they're also, k'tov means chatam. K'tav yadanu oktav agetu. So they say, no, it's obvious, who can prove to me in the Mishnah, it's obvious they're talking about writing, why? Pshita diktava getu. It's clearly they're talking about writing to get, why? Dekatani seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, numinu l'shaliach, af anu mekubalim, shafilu amar l'beit din ha-gadol b'Yerushalayim, tnu get lishti, sheyil medu v'yichtavu v'yitnu la. What do they have to learn? What, they have to learn how to sign their names? Everybody knows how to sign their names. Certainly if they're a court, they're signing things all the time. So, Iyamar Bishlama Ktava Getu Shapir. If you're saying maybe they don't know how to write a get, so they have to figure out how to write, to learn to write a get. Shapir makes sense. Ela Iyamar Ktav Yadanu, Miga Bedina Delo Yadim Mirtam Chatimat Yadayu? Right? Could it possibly be? So, therefore, we've proven for the moment that Kidvu is Chitmu, is writing the get, actually. In which case, we don't understand, right? How could Shmuel ask this question? It's so obvious from our Mishnah. I say, now, in, you could have a situation where kitvu, where somebody, a beitin, might not know how to sign. Ika beitin achadita. It could be that it's a new court, okay? They're like, they just started the job, and because they just started, they don't know yet what this, you know, what, how to sign. So now, mi ika beitin, okay. V'i sviralanda haik tuvu k'tav yadanhu. Haktava get kasher. If you're going to say that ktuvu means they have to write it, haktava get kasher. Vehamar Shmuel Amar Rabbi Yossi Amar Rabbi Halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. Tamar mili lo mimsuran l'shaliach. Yisraelanda haktuvu ktav yadanhu. If you're saying that it's their signatures, then you're saying that the ktava get should be good,
Right? It should work if they didn't write the get. So doesn't Shmuel say the halachas like Rabbi Yossi? What did Rabbi Yossi say? Milelo mimser on the shaliach. In other words, you still can't affect. He said write the get. Even if he meant sign the get, still they can't pass on to somebody else to write the get. So how could they do that? Ela isviralan diktovu ktav yadanhu. If you're saying the ktovu means chatima, ktav haget naaseh keomer. Naseh keomer, and amru umode Rabbi Yossi beomer imru. Okay, so sorry, I didn't give me this right. So they're saying ela isviralan diktovu ktav yadanu. If you're going to say the ktovu means his chatima, then when he says to write the get, it's naseh keomer imru. Okay, it's where he says to them imru. Okay, and the assumption is the moda Rabbi Yossi. Everyone says that Rabbi Yossi agrees that if he says imru, meaning say to someone to write the get, right? That in the case where he says imru, the assumption is he means to write to say imru, say to someone. Right. It means that he said, go tell someone to do this. If he says, go tell someone to write it, then it would work. Okay, we'll go back to this tomorrow, because this is also going to be a lead into the next thing, and we'll pick up from here and we'll re-explain this tomorrow.